Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama daf Mem Ches, and we're here on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, about 5-6 lines up by the two dots. Yiboy Lehu. Again, we'll be talking about going into Rishus, the person's Rishus, right, with the animals, and doing some sort of Nezek. Did you have permission to go in? Did you not have permission to go in? Is he accepting upon himself to watch over your animal when he gave Rishus? Right, again, that was our Mishnah at the top of, bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and top of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Right, so we're just going weiter with those topics. So Yiboy Lehu, they asked the following Shaila. Heichad the Kabbalah of Nitirusa, right? Mao, meaning it's a bit of a strange Shaila, phrased a little bit strangely, but the Gemara explains what really the question is. When a person accepts upon himself to be a shomer, to guard, to watch over something, and again, the implication here is, as Rashi says, that it's left in his rishos. Meaning you say, yeah, sure, come on in, leave your stuff in my rishos. Mao, and what that means is, doesn't mean what is that, it means how far does that go? Meaning how far does the guy accept responsibility for the items in his property? The nafshu the kabbalah, meaning is it only for himself? Meaning that for his nezek? Meaning that he's gonna make sure that the shore doesn't... That his shore is not going to gore the shore that he left in his rishus, but he's not going to be shomer it from every type of damage. But it's just like his property is not going to damage it. Oh, don't my feelings use the alma kabbalah, or maybe right if the let's say the guy leaves a shore in his rishus and he gets damaged by something else, right, something that came from outside, right, maybe that was that also is what's it called, that also is the guy is accepting upon himself. I mean, he'll guard it even if it goes into rishus rabim or whatever. So Tashma, I'll bring you a proof the Tanya of Yehuda Bar Simon ben Nezikin de Beikarna. Yehuda Bar Simon, right, taught in the Shaila, right, when they were learning Nezikin and the best Medrash of Karna. Right, fascinating, they would learn Nezikin. Again, if you remember, there was the Baba Kama, Baba Tim, Baba Basra used to be one long Mesechta, right, called Nezikin. So that seems to be the pshat over here. So they learn the following Shaila. Again, they bring the proof, right, how much, to what extent is the guy who owns the Chatzar, right, going to have to watch over the shore? From his damage from his property, or damage even Ba'alma from other property? So the Tanya, so we learned the Hichnis Perus of the Chatzar Ba'alabai Shalab Rishos, Uba Shomi Makom Acher Va'ochlan. If a person put his Perus, put his produce in the Chatzar of someone else's Chatzar, right, without permission, right, and then the shores, some shore came from outside the guy's property and ate it, so then putter. We'll have to see who's putter. We'll have to see, that's going to be a discussion. But again, the case is the three guys, yeah? There's Reuven, who has his peiros. He puts it in Shimon's chatzer, and Levi's shore comes and eats the peiros, Reuven's peiros. So the Gemara says, if it came in, shalo bershos, so he's putter. Who's he? We have to figure out. But if hichnis bershos chayev, but if he came in with permission, so then he's going to be chayev. The Gemara says, man putter, man chayev. Who's, what is these pronouns, putter and chayev? Not really pronouns, but like, he is putter, he is chayev, or who is that? So lav putter balachotzer, and obviously, chayev balachotzer, we're not talking about the balachotzer. That the guy, and therefore we see that the guy who accepts the produce into his property has to guard it and watch it from even someone else's shore. That's literally our case. So Gemara says, no, I'm right, lo, Pater Bala Shore, V'chayev Bala Shore. No, we're talking about Levi, right, who owns the shore, right, he's going to be Chayev in the case where there was Rishos, and if there wasn't Rishos, then he's going to be Pater. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Bala Shore, my Rishos, my Shalob Rishos. What does it matter whether the owner of the shore, well, who cares whether the stuff was there, Rishos or without Rishos, right? Top, bottom line, Levi's shore went into someone else's property, right, and ate something. Right, who cares whether that property was there with permission or not? So Gemara says, Amri, they explained that if it's Birshus, or Havile Shane Birshus Anizak. Again, if you remember, right, Shane, when you eat, right, that's already, right, the Pazuk says, Bir Bistayacher, right, Shane is Chayiv, and the Rishus and Nizak. So if it came in with Rishus, if the food is there with permission from the owner of the Chatzar, with Ruvain's with Shimon's permission, it's Havile Shane Birshus Anizak. So then that's considered to be as if it's in the property, right, of the Nizak. It's as if he had Rishus to be in that property, and therefore it's as if it's, you know, semi-his, and therefore it's a case of Shein Rishus and Nizak, Shein Rishus and Nizak Chayavis, and therefore, right, Gebir B'Steyacher, right, Shein is Chayav in Rishus of the Nizak. But if Shalob Rishus, if he put his produce there without Rishus, so then that's like Shein Rishus Arabim. That's like a case of Shein Rishus Arabim, meaning it's, I guess, not Rishus Arabim, but it's not the guy who got damaged, it's not the Nizak's property, because it's just in some random area. So Gemara said, then the halacha is Shem Rishus Rabim, Petura is going to be potter. Okay, so we have no proof about our halacha. Tashma, I'll try to bring you another proof. Hichnis shorla chutzur balabaya shalo bershus, reduba shomi makamacher v'gnogcho. So now the case is a little bit different. The guy gave a shore, again, Reuven's put his shore in Shimon's chutzur, and then Levi's shore came and gored it. So if it was shalo bershus, if it was without Shimon's permission, so potter, then he's going to be potter. V'im hichnis bershus chayiv, but if he put it bershus, then he's going to be chayiv. Man potter man chayiv, again, we're going to do the same song and dance. Who's the one who's potter chayiv? Aren't we talking about the balachotzer? And therefore, we see that he has to guard it, right, from someone else's shore goring the stuff that was left in his property. So Gemara says, "Lo, potter balashor, chayav balashor." Nope. No, it's the cases we're talking about Levi, right, the owner of the shore that gored, right. Depending on, right, and then we ask the same question: Ihachi my brishos, my shalob brishos ika. Right, so, what does it matter whether the shore gored something that was there with shus or not? And now we can't give the same answer again. Before we gave the same answer, the answer based on Shane. Right, and whether it, Rishos or Lo Rishos tells me whether it's considered to be Rishos on these extra Samazik or not, or Rishos or Abim or not. Right here, we're not talking about Shane. Here, we're talking about Karen. Karen's Chayev Yonav Shach. So Gemara says, right, regardless. So Amrei Yahamani, whose Shita is this? Rabbi Tarfoni. Right, we have Rabbi Tarfon towards the beginning of Masechta, maybe a month ago. To Amar Meshuna Karen B'Chatzar Nizak, that if it's in Chatzar Nizak. Right, if it's in the rishos of the guy who got damaged, then even Karen, which is usually chazi nezek, is nezek shalom mishalim. Then he's going to pay full, right, nezek shalom. So therefore, birshus havi le Karen mechatzar nizak. If the guy put his shore there with permission, it's just like he gored Shimon's shore, who owns the property. So Reuven's shore, Shimon's, so it doesn't matter. And therefore, that's going to be in the case. It's going to be chatzar nizak. So therefore, mishalim nezek shalom. Then he's going to pay full nezek, like Rabbi Tarfon. Shalom b'rishos, but if he did it without permission, right? I mean, if Reuven's shore was in Shimon's backyard without permission, then having the Karen b'rishos harabim, that's the case of Karen b'rishos harabim, v'lo mishalma ela chatzin nezek, and he's only going to pay chatzin nezek, and therefore, potter and chayiv simply means potter b'rishos harabim from nezek shalom, or chayiv in nezek shalom, but again, he's still going to have chatzin nezek, and then therefore that has nothing to do with our case. Okay, a couple of stories now. It's the Alsa Lemefa Bahu Besa. There's a woman who went to someone else's house to bake bread, and Asa Barcha Demore de Besa and Achla Lalisha Echavil Umis. And a goat that the Balabas owned came and ate her dough, and that Rashi says Chavil got hot, got kind of warmed up, Nischamim, okay, got a fever or whatever, right, and miss, and he died. So who pays? So the Gemara says Chayva Rava Lashlumi de Bei Barcha. De Bei Barcha. Right, Rava said that actually the woman was Chayv. I mean, crazy. Not crazy, but that's against Rav, right? Lema Pliga the Rav. Dama Rav, Havilei Shalot Tochal. Maybe that's against Rav Shita. He says that, what do you mean? It's not her fault. The animal shouldn't have eaten the dough. So Amri, so they said, Hachi Hashta, it's not a comparable, not a comparable, okay, they can't compare the two. Because also over there, by Rav, again, Rav, if you remember, the guy brought in produce, Shalob Rishos, whereas in that case, we're Hashem Shalob Rishos, then Lo Kibbal Nitirusa, and the Balabas, right, didn't accept upon himself to watch it, so that he's not going to be Chayiv. And he can say, right, maybe the animal shouldn't have eaten it, right? So therefore, you can claim that. But Bahacha Bereshus, the woman came in right again with completely Bereshus of the Balabas, and therefore Kabbalah and Yisrusa, we assume that she accepted upon herself, right, the owner, meaning the Balabas, right, accepted upon herself to watch over, the animal. She shouldn't say, right, again, she should have made sure that the goat didn't eat the dough. So Maishna Mehaisha Shenechsa Litchon Chitin. So the Gemara says, well, how is this different from the case of a woman that came to grind her wheat? By someone else. It's a balabai, it's for Lo Bershus. It's to someone else's. She just helped herself, right? The guy had a mill, her friend had a millstone in the backyard, came in, started grinding wheat without permission. And the animal of the balabai ate that wheat. So potter. Balabas is potter. Vimhuska. And if an animal got damaged, then chayavis, then the woman is chayav. Again, you're telling me here that that's literally the law that's against our case. Our case said, right, the woman is chayiv if the animal eats the woman is chayiv if the animal dies, to pay for the animal if he eats the dough and dies. Time of the shalob rishos, so rishos potter. Again, the whole reason from our brisa right over here by the wheat case is that it was with shalob rishos. She came in without permission, but if there was permission, she would be potter, and that's against what we just said, that if you come in with rishos, Right? We had said that you're chayiv if the animal eats the dough. Here we're telling you where the implication is that you'd be potter if there was birshos. So it says, "Ami litchon chitan came to lo boitz nuzem midi lo boitz mistalki marvasa dechater nafshayu." Well, I guess we should keep on. Yeah, we probably should explain. Right? Vela today Rami and Tiruso, whatever. Let's explain. A little slower. Litchon chitan if the she's coming to grind wheat came to lo boitz nuzem midi. Right? Since you don't need any extra tznius because you don't have to, you know, roll up your sleeves or get whatever, but the woman doesn't have to kind of get messy and roll up her sleeves or etc. So therefore, lomus boi mistalkim marvasa dechotzer nafshayu. So the balabas doesn't need to leave. Meaning, since the woman's coming in and you know she's obviously fully dressed, but she doesn't, they don't have to leave. Alel didei rami nisirusa. So therefore, the balabas has to watch over the stuff or the animal. Avala meifa, but if a woman's coming here to bake, right? That's in the first case. So then the kai even to boit heats new, so she needs to be a little bit more sneeze because she's gonna roll up her sleeves, right? She's gonna knead the dough, etc. Right? So then marvasa the chazer misalke and nafshayu. So the owner's presumably the balabas is presumably gonna leave. So therefore, Hilkach aladi da Rami and Yisrus. And obviously, if she's the only one around, she's the one who has to, you know, watch over all the stuff and make sure the animals don't eat it. And therefore, she is going to be chayiv in that case. That's why the difference is depending on what the woman is coming in, to do. Right? Halavai. That would be the assumption nowadays that people would leave when, for whatever reason, women need to, you know, let's say, do laundry or bathe or do these chores where they can roll up their sleeves. I feel like that's not so common nowadays. And sure enough, the Achronim do talk about whether that halach applies nowadays. In a case where people are no longer careful or care or blink at all, it could be very well that a woman would come to do some sort of chores in the backyard, and we would assume that the balabas is not leaving, because unfortunately we are not as sensitive to tznius as we used to be. Okay, either way, we're back to the mission. Hichnes shor lechatzar balabais. Again, we said if a guy brings his shor into the chatzar balabais, the Gemara says Amar Rava Hichnes shor lechatzar balabais shelo bershus v'chafa baboros yichem aros. If a guy brings in another case, not this is not really necessarily a discussion of our Mishnah, but a different case where a guy brought his shor into the guy's rishus, into the guy's, well, I guess, probably shouldn't use that word because it's going to be confusing. Guy brought his shor into the chutzar and built shalom rishus without permission. Then the shor started digging stuff up. So bala shor chayiv beniske chutzar, bala shor chayiv beniske bor. Right. So the owner of the shor is obviously going to be chayiv. Right, for the damages, right? If it's actual damage to the chutzar, to the ground, and if there's some sort of damage caused by the holes that he dug. Afagav d'amar marki yichra ish bor v'lo shor bor. Now, and even though we darshan out, the pasuk talks about by bor, it talks about if a man dug a pit, right, and not a shor. So the hacha, but here kaven the is lay lahech how do you pronounce that? Lamalvuye or lamule, I don't remember, whatever. Velo kamal malye, right? Since the owner of the rishos, right, should have cleared it up, should have filled it up rather, right, and didn't. So it came into kare dummy, come on to kare dummy, since it's as if he dug it himself, right? So therefore, we're not going to apply that halacha over here, then it's as if the man dug it himself. Amar Rava, Rava says further, Hichnes shor lechatzar balabais shelo bershus. Guy brings, again, his shor into the guy's property without rishus. V'hizik his balabais, and he damages the guy. Right? Literally, the shor damages the balabas. Oh, balabais, huzik bo. Or the balabais also got damaged by it, but this is not active, meaning the shor was just sitting there. Somehow the balabais either bumped into it, walked over it, fell over it, whatever. So chayev. So then the shor, right, the guy owns the shor, obviously has to pay for that. But ravatz, but if the shor dropped, I mean, it literally means it crouched down, right? So then it's going to be, and then somehow, you know, damage something or whatever, as Rashi says over here, right? It damages kalim or whatever. So then he's going to be potter. The Gemara says, "Meshum the ravatz potter." Why would that be true? So I'm Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, "My ravatz shehir bitz galolim." It doesn't mean that the shor dropped. That's why I use the word dropped, because here it means something else dropped, and that means right, he went to the bathroom. And therefore, right, it messed up the kalim, so the property, the clothing, whatever it was, right, of the balabas. Right, and therefore, why in that case would he be putter? Right, can't you bring your shor into the chutzar? The shor goes to the bathroom on your guy's laundry. Why would he be putter? Davi galolim bor, because the galolim. What is the category here? Again, you always have to keep in mind the categories of nizikin. The stuff that came out of the shor, right, that is halachically a bor. It's a pit. For lo matzino bor shechayev bo zakelim, and you're not chayev for kelim. right? If by a boar. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Ha'ichel Shmuel damar kol takol aborhu. That only works according to Shmuel, who says that boar is not only a pit, but it's anything, right, that can mess people up, that's in people's way, that can cause damage. El Rav damar adem mafkerle. Again, what it mean when we say that is when Shmuel says that regardless of whether it's hefker or not, anything that comes in into a person's way, right, is going to be have a halacha of boar. But Rav says, right, it's only a boar if you're mafker it. Right, you have to be mafker. You can't own the boar. So my kalamimer, what are you going to say over there? Because again, the shore, obviously, the guy who owns the shore's feces. Or the fertilizer that comes out of it, so that should be that shouldn't be a boar, that should be shore, right? And therefore he should be chayiv. So Amri, they said, "Stam galal mafker mafker." He says, "No, he doesn't necessarily own the feces that comes out of a shore, right? And then he would mafker that, and that would be a case of boar as well, according to Rav." V'amar Rav, Rav says another case, right? Nichnas lechatzar balabayis shalaber shoes v'hezik as a balabayis or balabayis huzik bo chayiv. Guy, if a person, forget it, a shore. But a person goes into the property of someone else's property, and either he damages the guy, or the guy falls over him, or whatever. He's going to be chayiv. But heziko balabayis, and if the guy who owns a property damaged him, right, he's shooting BB guns in the backyard, pops him in the arm or whatever. So then pater is going to be pater. Right? Obviously, if he came in with shelo brishos, amar papa lo arman elo dolo have yodabe, and that's only if the balabas didn't know. Right, he was there. Abahava Yadabe, so then Husku Balabai's Chayef. Well, that's only, right, if the guy was taking target practice and didn't see the guy come into the Rosh Hashanah. But if he saw him and he continued taking target practice, so then he's going to be Chayef. My time and why is that? Because Mishin Damale, Nehi De Islacha Rosh Hashanah Huke, right, Lazuke, Leslacha Rosh Hashanah. Because the guy who came onto his property, the guy who's trespassing, said, yeah, okay, you can kick me out of your property, you can kick me off your land, but you're not allowed to shoot me in the face. There's no reason, you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to damage, make nezek. So therefore, right, the guy's going to be chayef. V'azul tamayo, this is actually, right, the same, their same shitas. Again, that was really the tamayo, we're talking about, right, Rava and versus Rav Papa. Right, so the Amar Rava, Vitim Rav Papa, because some people say it was Rava, and some people say it was Rav Papa. Shneim Birshus, O Shneim Shalom Birshus, again, Amar Beis. Right, if two people came in, meaning if there's both the people in the question, right, who damage each other or whatever, are allowed to be there, let's say, so the Oshneim Shalobar shows, or both of them are not allowed to be there, in that case, Hizikuzeb is a chayavin, then whatever damages happen, right, they have to pay. Huzkuzeb is a, but if they're damaged by each other, right, Peturin, meaning that it wasn't active. Meaning they kind of like tripped over each other, they kind of just stumbled over each other, and they're going to be potter. But time of the reason is, the Shneim Bershus, or Shneim Shalom Bershus. The Aval Echa Bershus, Echa Shalom Bershus. But if you have a guy who's allowed to be there, and a guy who's not allowed to be there, right, the Bershus potter, Shalom Bershus Chayev, and that's going to be, right, if the guy who has permission, so then he's not going to be Chayev, and the guy who doesn't, right, he is going to be Chayev. Okay, again, even if there wasn't active, right, going active damage there, even if it was just, you tripped over him or whatever it was. Nafalabor behivish meim of chayiv. Mishnah said, shore falls into the pit, right, and gets everything all disgusting and gross, gets the water all gross. So you're going to be chayiv, he's going to be chayiv for that. So amarava lo shano el shehivish b'shaz nafila. That's only, right, if the shore made it gross, messed up the water when it fell, right, at the beginning, right, at the moment, right, when it fell into the water, right, and messed up the water. Avalacha nafila, but if it, kind of hung around and then messed up the water, then it's going to be potter. Why is that? My time, and why is that? Because then have a shore bore. That's, ironically enough, the shore, therefore, right, is halachically comparable to bore. Again, we don't take the literal definition, we just take its characteristics. So a bore, right, is something that, doesn't move. Right, that basically does damage, right, without actively doing damage, right, just sits there, boar just sits there in the middle of the Shusar Abim, something falls into it, gets damaged. So too, if the shore is in the water and just hanging out, right, and it therefore damages the water, right, that's going to be a case of boar, because it's just some sort of object that's in the way of stuff and going to be damaged. Memela. Mayim, and the water is kalim. The mayim is utensils, is kalim. It's not a person. Right, and it's an item. It's not an animal either. It's an item. Velo matzinu bor shechev bo zekelin. And bor, as we said before, earlier, right, on Amud Aleph, that a bor is pother for kelin. So Gemara says, again, same back and forth. Hanicha l'shmul, damar kol tekala borhu. Ela l'rav, damar rav demafker le'maykele mimer. What can you say according to Rav? Shmul says, regardless of whether you're a mafker, the animal, or the item in question, so that's going to be a case of bor. So therefore, even though the guy still owns his shore, so that's going to be a case of bor. But according to Rav, right, you're only chayiv for bor if you're mafker the item. Well, a guy's not going to be mafker his shore just because it fell into the water. So Eli Yitmar, so rather Gemara says, if it was really said, this halacha was really said, then hachiyamar, said like this, Amar Rava, lo shanu ela shalo hivish mi gufa, al the hivish mi recho potter. But the lo shanu, meaning when we say that you're chayiv for the water, that's only with the shore, right, messed up the water with itself, meaning it was dirty, Rashi says, right, or for whatever reason, or going to the bathroom, or some sort of injury over there, that the shore itself was the one, right, who messed up the water, and then you're going to be chayiv. But if it's the smell messed up the water, right, I guess presumably the shore died, right, and then the smell of its dead body messed up the water, so then you're going to be padre. My time, why is that? Nothing to do with our case. That's grama ba'amahu. That's a case of secondary causative actions. Hard to explain grumma without really just going into examples, right? Grumma, I mean, it's not primary damage, it's secondary damage. Grumma ba'amalo mechayev, and a person is not chayev, right, in the case of grumma. Okay. Haya avivu b'no l'toko mishalim is a kover. If the shore fell into the water, right, and there's a person in there, so you gotta pay kover. The amai hatamu, business is a short tam. Again, we said, if you remember, kover is based on shore muad. Right, short time does not pay cover. So Marav, Muad Lipol, Al Bnei Adam, Beboros Askinon. Again, we had this before, a couple of blad ago, that we use this answer to help us some other cases to say that there's, you know, there is a concept of a shore being Muad for something weird. So Rav says, yeah, it's weird. Sometimes, right, a shore falls into pits. Right, and it's a Muad. This is the fourth time it's done that. So Gemara says, yeah, about to cut Alehu. But if it's Muad, it should have been killed. Right, the first time, right, it killed a person. Again, that doesn't rely on whether it's Muad or Tam. That either way, kill somebody, you kill it. So Rav Yosef, right, the Chazir Yiroka of Nafal. The case is where it didn't have intention to do damage. Right, it was trying to eat food, and now this time, right, it fell into the pit. So you didn't kill it the first three times, but now since it's a Muad, right, then you are going to kill it, and then you are going to have to pay kofar. Okay, Shmuel Amar Hamani, right? Who is this? Shita Rav Yosef Glili. This is actually Rabbi Yosef Glili. Shmuel has a different interpretation why you would pay kofar in this case, because Damar Tam Mishalim Chatzi Kofar. Again, because Rabbi Yosef Glili says that the Tam will pay just like it pays Chatzi Nezek, it's also going to have to pay Chatzi Kofar. Ula Amar, Ula says, a different interpretation, Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Again, really, the case is Rabbi Yosef Glili, but then he holds a Rabbi Tarfon, Damar Karen Bechatzar and Nezek Mishalim, Nezek Shalim Mishalim. Sorry, that's a little weird, threw him for a loop. He's in the case of Karen, right, in the Chatzar Nizak, pays Nezek Shalim, so Achanami, right, Kofar Mishalim, Kofar Shalim Mishalim. So just like you'd have to pay for Karen, Nezek Shalim for Karen, and Rishis Anizak, so too, if you kill somebody, if the shore kills somebody, and Rishis Anizak, so therefore you're going to pay full Kofar. So Bishlam Ula, Hanadikdani, Oviv, Obeno b'tocho. Right? When you talk about Ula, we said that we're talking about, again, it's in the Rishus and the Nizak, so then that's why it says you're talking about the guy's father or his son, meaning because Pasha says they're usually right at home, right, and he's allowed to be there. Right? But Ela the Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, says we're talking about Chatzi Kofar, my iri aviv obeno, afilu achanami. Who cares? Who is the father or son? What's the difference? Anybody the shore kills is going to have to pay Chatzi Nezek. Chatzi Kofar. We're just talking about the most common possible case. Okay, Mishnah said, "V'michnis b'rishus ba'alachotzer chayev." But if he came in with the rishus of the ba'alachotzer, then he's going to be chayev. So it, Mari, we said, "Rav Amar halachas akatana kama." Rav Shmuel Amar, "Rav halachas akar." Rabbi, again, you remember if at the end of the Mishnah, which we're not quoting over here, Rabbi had said the Baal HaBayis is only going to be chayev, right, unless he Mamish said, right, Beferish, if he said outright that he was going to watch over the item. So, again, obviously, Tanakama, right, disagrees with that. And they said that if a guy came in with a Rishos, that's implicit, that's implied that the Baal HaBayis is going to watch it. So, Itamar, it was said, Rabbi, my halacha is Tanakama. And Shmuel says, no, the halacha is like Rabbi. Tan Rabbi, one of the Rabbis. Kanos, Shorcha, Vishmaro. If a guy says, bring your shore into my Rishos, and guard it and watch over it. So hizik, if the shore damaged, so then chayiv, the owner is chayiv because he didn't watch it. Huzak, if the shore was damaged, potter, the bala bais, is going to be potter. Kenos shore chavani ishmerena, but if the guy says, bring your shore in and I'll watch over it, so then the other way around, right? Huzak, if it was damaged, you're chayiv. And hizik, if the ox did damage something from the that was owned by the bala bais, so then he's going to be potter. So Gemara says, 1 second. Hagufa kasha. Right? Amarta, you said, kenos shore chavani ishmero, hizik chayiv, huzak potter. First thing we said was, that if you allow the shore into your property and you say that the owner of the shore should watch it, if the shore damages, he's chayiv, and if it gets damaged, the guy is potter, meaning the balabas is potter. Time of the amar lo shmaro, meaning that seems to imply the reason that that's true is because the guy said, you, meaning the bala shore, should guard and watch over the shore. The chayev bala shore, potter bala achater. And again, when we say, right, again, hizik chayev, huzak potter, that if it's hizik, if it damaged chayev, the bala shore is going to be chayev. But if it got damaged by the bala bus's property, so then the bala bus is going to be potter. But hastama, but in the case where there's no, you know, instructions given about Shmira, so chayiv bala chazir, potter bala shor. The other thing would be there would be the opposite. The bala chazir would be chayiv, and the bala shor would be potter. The mistam kabbalah and it's Yerusha because Pashas is he's gonna if he says bring it into my property, Pashas is accepting upon himself to watch it. Problem is, Amos Seifa implies exactly the opposite. Kenos shor chav ani shmerna. Guy says bring your shor in and I'll watch your stuff. Again, who's a chayiv is a potter? If the in the case he came in with the shows, the bala boss said he was going to watch over it. Therefore, if the shor gets damaged, the bala boss is chayiv. Right, and if it damages the balabas, the owner of the shore is potter. Time with Amar Leiv and Yishmarena. Right, the only reason is because the guy, the balabas, said he was going to watch over the shore. Hadam Chayev Balachotzer potter Balashore. In that case, the Balachotzer is Chayev, and the Balashore would be potter. Right, if it does any damage. Vastama, but without any instruction, if he just said bring your shore into my property, Chayev Balashore potter Balachotzer. The bala shore, the owner would be chayev, and the bala bas would be potter. The mistama lo mekabala and tirusa. That implies, right, that mistama the guy doesn't accept upon himself to watch over the item. He just said, bring your stuff into my rishos, but he didn't take the obligation or the responsibility to take care of it. So also on the Rebbe, so that's read Rebbe sheet that the Amar ad the kabbalah and tirusa bala bias lishmor. That Rebbe has again. That's the end of our Mishnah, who says that the bala bias has to explicitly say that he's going to watch over the item, otherwise not obligated for it. Very sure, but on safe for Rebbe. Wait, why would the beginning, or the first part of the mission is Rabbanan, now the Seifa seems to be Rebbe Shita. Then some Rabbi Lazar again, we had this before, right? Tavra, right? Enechanami is a stira, Mish Shemazu, Lo Shemazu, Enechanami. Right? The first part is the Chachamim, and the second part is Rebbe. Rava, Amar Rava says, Kula Rabbanani. Really, it's all the Rabbanan Shita. And the Gemara just kind of lined up the Lashon. But since the first part of the Brisa says, the guy says, tells the Bala Shor that he should watch over his shore, so that's, meaning that's the only case we're going to be, where the Bala Shor is going to be Chayiv. So too, right, in the second part, he says the opposite, meaning that the Bala Shor, that the Bala Chotzer said, come into my Rishos and I'll watch over it. But really, right, the Bala Bas has to watch over it, right, this really applies also Stama. Meaning, what basically Rav is saying is that don't make the implication. We said the implication is that if he didn't say anything, so then blah, blah, blah. Don't make that implication. Meaning, just read it at face value. Rav Papa, Amar Rav Papa says, Kula Rabbi Hi, it's actually Rabbi Shita. Vesavra la Karbi Tarfon, he's holding the Karbi Tarfon, the Amar Kanan, Bechotzer, Nizak, Nezak, Shalim, Mishalim. And he's holding the Karbi Tarfon, as we had before today. Right? If you have Karen, Bechotzer, Nizak, right, you pay Nezak, Shalim. And Hilchach, therefore, right, if Amru Lev, he said to him, Shmaro, the Bala Shor has to watch over his shore, Lo Makna Le Makam Lachotzer, he wasn't Makna any place in the Chotzer, Vahavi Le Karen, Bechotzer, Nizak. And therefore, if the shore damages, then it's Karen, Bechotzer, Nizak, and he's going to pay Nezek Shalim. That's what it means when he's Chayiv. Lo Omer Leshmaro, if he didn't say, go watch over your shore, meaning that the guy, the Bala Bas, said he would watch over the shore, then Aknui, Akni Le Makom Bechotzer, then he is being Maknehim, right, a place in the Chotzer, and Havi Le Chotzer and Shutfin, and therefore it's as if, as a Chotzer and Shutfin, it's a joint, you know, both of them own the Chotzer, and the Karen Bechatzer Shutfin and Mishalim and the Chatzin Nezek. In that case, Karen's going to be Chatzin Nezek. So you don't have the implication, right, that if he doesn't say anything, if it's Stoma, he doesn't say anything that the shore wouldn't be, that the Bala Bas wouldn't be Chayiv. Right? What it means is simply that if he doesn't say anything, right, he's going to be Chatzin Nezek because it's if it's a Shutfus In this case, and you're only going to pay a chazi nazik. Okay, Hashem, we'll go weiter with a new Mishnah tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.